David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 177. The Real to Real Deal. Part 9. Who is Ken Cooper?
I remember you. You're the one who said my love is true. Yes, you do. La la.
From a childhood spent messing around in boats, through a stint in the Royal Navy, to his retirement pastime of painting, there's one recurrent theme in Ken Cooper's life: the sea. Ken was born in Falmouth, Cornwall, in 1930. He got his first sailing dinghy at about 8 years old, and always loved being on the water. That love was influential in his decision to join the Royal Navy, and he served as an engineer for 8 years. Part of his job was to prepare aircraft that were used in the Korean War, the first major armed conflict of the Cold War. He spent over 4 years in Singapore. It was a very exciting place to be, said Ken. As well as Singapore, I also went to Malta, Aden, and lots of other places. During this time, he met his wife-to-be, Pauline, and when he left the Navy, they married and settled in Eaglescliff near Stockton-on-Tees. For the next 22 years, Ken worked for Shell Mex and BP, and it was this job that brought him to Scarborough. Ken and his wife had two children, Jackie and David. Jackie now lives in Filey and works with animals, but tragically, David was killed when he was just 21 years old. A Dutch driver who had been drinking was on the wrong side of the road and hit David's car head-on. Ken still misses his best friend and golfing partner, and remembers his son with love and pride. Ken retired at the age of 58, and it was only upon retirement that he took up painting. He said, "Like lots of people, I'd done art at school and enjoyed it, but I hadn't painted at all as an adult. But a neighbour persuaded me to join Caton Art Club, and I started painting, firstly watercolours, and then in acrylics and oils." It's clear from the many paintings around the house that Ken has a significant talent. He paints landscapes and animals, especially dogs, but more than anything else, he excels at seascapes and ships. In particular, Ken's watercolour of the HMS Endeavour stand out as fine examples of detailed craftsmanship. The painting shows the ship in realistic local settings, including at the entrance to Whitby Harbour. They so impressed the captain of the ship, who had sailed the famous relic all the way from Australia, where she was built, that he wanted to buy one. "He made a very good offer," said Ken, "but he also wanted to buy the full copyright, not just the picture. So I said no." It was a good decision. That painting, and a number of others, have in fact gone on to sell multiple times as prints and postcards. Ken said, "Several of my paintings have been made into postcards, Christmas cards and prints. I've also done a number of commissions, notably for the new clubhouse at Filey Golf Club, and lots of pets, particularly dogs." Ken is an animal lover himself. Rescued dog Zara, who looks like some eccentric pedigree, but is actually of uncertain parentage, was watching her favourite CBeebies throughout the interview, but jumped onto Ken's lap at the first opportunity. Ken's wife having died many years ago, he moved to Hunmanry Gap with long-time partner Kathleen. It's an idyllic setting, not far from the beach that they often visited from Scarborough, and a lovely place for an artist and sea lover to settle. The shore is only a short distance away, and the conservatory makes a perfect studio, filled with natural light, where Ken can pursue his art. There are two specific achievements that Ken considers highlights of his painting career. One was being asked to give a demonstration by the Scarborough Art Society, which, he explained, usually only invites professional artists to show their techniques. This is a good example of how modest Ken is about his hobby, because despite having both exhibited and sold work, enough, some might consider, to allow him to classify himself as a professional, he still refers to himself as an amateur. The second artistic achievement of which he is most proud is a book cover, the 1999 edition of Olsen Fisherman's Nautical Almanac, the 123rd annual edition, which shows one of his watercolour paintings. Not a volume that would grace the average bookshelf, but this is the Fisherman's Bible, full of crucial information regarding tides, ports, and all sorts of practical facts that might literally make the difference between life and death. Ken is rightly proud that one of his paintings was chosen for its cover, rather than the more usual photograph. Ken has greatly enjoyed the pastime that has occupied much of his leisure during retirement. He said, "I've been a member of Caton Art Club for more than 20 years now, and it's worked both ways, in that I've made a lot of friends. I've helped the other members by serving on the committee as a chairman. With so much skill to share and such a generous personality, I'm sure that Ken has been and remains an invaluable member of the club. At home in his conservatory, which doubles as a studio, nautical images are a constant theme for Ken Cooper. And that was published on Friday the 2nd of July 2010 in Scarborough News. And that was the article that Stephen Mainprize found on the internet. Well done to you and your collaborators. I think he's got other people working with him. Well, we've got a proper research team. That is the article that they referred to finding on the internet yesterday. So there we are. I think we know quite a bit about Ken now. And yesterday we chatted again to Stephen Mainprize and we learned that we got the wrong David. So I think we've more or less tied up all the loose ends, which means we're coming to an end. The next thing to do, really, would be to talk to Jacqueline and maybe reunite her with the recording. And if possible, she's up for it, record her reaction and get a little bit of a chat with her. And it would also be good as well to talk to Joe. Well, thank you very much for listening and we'll be back tomorrow, either with this, the concluding part maybe. If there's any more developments, we'll be back with this, or I'll be back with something completely different and we'll return to this at some point in the future. But whatever happens tomorrow, hopefully you'll join me. Thanks a lot for listening. Goodbye.
When the sun in the morning creeps over the hill, I survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sun and an old whippoorwill. And a lullin' a mockingbird a hill.